Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Welcome to Murondoy.
Murondoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murondoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murondoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murondoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life.
Want a loan to buy your first home?
Republic is here.
Want to buy an even bigger home?
Republic is here.
Yes, man.
Expand your space.
Nice, man.
Landscape the place. Make improvements that add to your prospects.
Yeah, yeah.
Republic is here.
Republic Bank.
Introducing the Lucky 3 Afternoon Draws. This is an additional daily draw for your favorite Lucky 3 game, which allows you to play your lucky numbers twice per day. The Lucky 3 Afternoon Draw will be aired on NCN Channel 11 at 14 hours, Mondays through Saturdays. If you purchase a ticket for the afternoon draw, it will be valid for that draw only. Multi-draw tickets can also be purchased for these draws. So play Lucky 3 in the afternoon and tune in to NCN Channel 11 or VOG at 14 hours for the drawings. Lucky 3 Afternoon Draws, another easy way to earn some cash. Remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The last time we were in Murondoy, the village council was holding a public meeting to update residents on their developmental plans, including identifying symbols and emblems for the region. Catalina received much applause for her maiden speech, and the meeting was going well when pandemonium broke out caused by squibs and a fight. Shelley found out that Coretta had paid Spring to cause the disturbance and confronted her. Coretta paid her $10,000 to be quiet, but Shelley collected the money and still informed Sunny about the plot. As we return to Murondoy, the village council is meeting.
Yeah, I tell you.
It was really good.
All right, yes. Sunny did an excellent job chairing the village meeting. I think he deserves a round of applause.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nothing. Just doing my part.
And I want to thank the speakers, Miss Catalina Lewis, Kevin Squires,
mm-hmm.
and Miss Dinah Boston.
Yeah. And Mr. Chairman, you ain't do a bad job either.
All right. Yes.
Thank you. I think we really sold the idea of renaming the region. People are excited. Now we have to identify the things that mean much to us as a region.
To me, it feels like a revival. I mean, where this leads is amazing.
May I note that not all the people have bought into this camp.
Ignatius, we are aware of your objections. Nevertheless, plans are moving ahead to take ownership of our region.
Yes.
And it will fail miserably.
Ignatius, why you just don't stop, eh? Stop now. Get rid of your personal agenda and think about what is best for the people for once, no man.
Oh, is that husband of yours?
None of your business.
I see that he's still not doing his job.
Mr. Chairman, please tell Ignatius to keep my personal affairs out of the meeting.
Mr. Thomas, please desist.
Shall we move on with discussing the affairs of Murundoy and its environs now? I mean, all we talk about these days is regional pride and identity. And frankly, I am fed up hearing about it.
Thank you. Correct.
Which reminds me, may I have the floor, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Singh.
Thank you. We all know that the meeting came to an abrupt end the other night.
I was made to understand that that junkie Spring is one of the people who started the fight.
Maybe it's a sign. Things will fall apart.
Actually, Mr. Thomas, why you don't explain to the council how much you pay those people to disrupt the meeting?
What?
Yes.
What?
I don't know what Sonny is talking about.
Maybe Coretta will care to elaborate.
Y'all left me name out.
This is defamation of character.
Ladies and gentlemen of the village council, a young lady overheard a conversation between Coretta and Ignatius about them paying Spring and others to disrupt the meeting.
This is low. There is no redemption in this man.
Not to mention the squibs.
And that ain't even legal. You know how woman foot get burned real bad? I will advise her to sue Ignatius.
I still don't know what you people are talking about.
It is unfortunate that this is what we have come to. But despite the plan of Ignatius and others, we will move forward.
Yes.
I will send the village council a lawyer's letter. Because I am being wrongfully accused.
Oh, suck it up, Ignatius. You have had your personal agenda from day one. Why you don't just resign, eh?
Resign!
We'll
do without you, man.
Get out of here, resign.
Over my dead body.
Ignatius, wait, I'm coming with you.
Coretta, I told you before I don't deal with amateurs. You promised me that the people you hired would keep their mouths shut.
It's not Spring any by stock. It had to be the one Shelly, after I done pay she $10,000.
Shelly?
She hear me talking to you on the phone and threatened to tell James everything.
And you didn't think this was something I would like to know?
I was planning to tell you.
You don't do business with people like Shelly.
She said she would have kept her mouth shut.
Well, Aero, we going by her. I can teach you a lesson today.
Malagula just collected $10,000 quick time. And then I just go and tell Sonny Singh everything. Yes, girl. We girl Catalina though. I'm so proud. Hey, Zuni! Look, Malenka, you back. That better be the police.
Hi, Shelly.
What are y'all doing here?
Don't play stupid. Give me back the $10,000 cause you talk.
What are you talking about?
Shelly, don't make I get wild here today. Give me back the money.
I don't have no money for you.
Shelly, my dear.
No, what's the...
Ignatius?
Oh, just a silly little old firearm I carry with me. I have a license for it. Want to touch
Ignatius,
it?
Ignatius, what are you doing with a gun?
Nothing. But Shelly has some money for you, doesn't she?
Look, I'm glad he gave you back the $10,000.
You see how easy that was, Coretta?
Look, take it in the line away. Me never fake Ignatius shoot me. He's a madman.
Thank you. Ignatius, let's go.
We're not done yet.
But we get back the money.
Shelly, you're not going to tell anybody in the village council about this, will you?
I give back Coretta the money, so please leave.
You are talking to a man with a gun like that? Brave girl.
Ignatius, let me go.
Shelley, you know what happens when people don't shut up, don't you?
It's a threat, you're threatening me?
It's not a threat, dear. It's a promise.
All right, Ignatius, all right. Let me go along, we wait.
Everything okay, Shelley? You look a bit nervous.
Ignatius, stop it. She gave me the money already. Why are we still here?
We wouldn't want anything to happen to this sweet face of yours now, would we, Lord, Shelley?
My shepherd, I shall not want.
Ignatius, come on.
Hold on, Coretto. Shelley. Shelley, give me a drink of water before we go.
Ignatius, what was that at Shelley's house?
I was wondering when you would speak again. You were so quiet on the ride over here.
We got to have a serious talk. When it comes to pulling guns and threatening people, that is where I draw the line.
You want to touch it?
No, I hate guns. But just put it away.
Coward.
I lost 2 of my nephews to gun violence. And this is not funny, Ignatius. And frankly, this whole thing is getting out of hand.
Oh, come on. I'm sure Shelley had worse done to her.
Yeah, but I don't mean what you did was right.
And when did I care about what you think?
Ignatius, you said you wanted me to help you block the people and the plans for the region. But this is way more than I bargained for. I ain't signed up for threatening nobody's life. To besides, I'm beginning to feel that what we're doing, it makes no sense.
I know what you need. A stiff drink.
Listen to me.
Rum or gin?
I don't want nothing to
drink. Gin it is.
I only agree to do this for the money. But it ain't worth my soul.
Oh, I love gin.
Ignatius, listen to me.
When you start making sense, I will listen to you.
Chairman? I think one of the things we ought to focus on is providing more recreational spaces for children. Yeah. Yesterday, the little children were playing cricket in the street, and every time a car passed, they had to stop. It's not safe.
Thanks, Monica. That's actually a suggestion we've heard before.
Well, make sure you include it. The beauty about this whole thing is that the young people can benefit. Right now, many of them just thinking about migrating. But if they see development, I think it will encourage them to stay.
Yeah, from the young to the old must see themselves represented. This region must be a place that the people must admire.
We might even attract tourists.
That's not out of the question.
With all that said, what are we going to do about Ignatius Thomas and Coretta Fernandez?
As far as I can see, they are just digging themselves deeper in a hole. Mm-hmm. With most of us supporting this method of development, they are making no sense.
But we need to be aware of how we are looking to people out there. We have to present a united front. If it seems that there is division among the leaders, what do you think people will say?
Good point,
Monique. Something got to be done about that, Ignatius. As far as I see, he is not contributing anything of substance. He is not doing anything for the people he pledged to represent.
That is what happens when some people get into power and they forget that the people put them there for a purpose. Ignatius is the perfect example.
Exactly.
We will find a way forward. One way or the other, we will find a way forward.
Yes.
Coretta, sweetheart, I don't want you to be mad at me.
You need to calm down. Matter of fact, I think you need to forget this whole idea.
After all the money I paid you? After all the energy that went into creating a strong opposition? No.
But we're not getting anywhere, Ignatius. The council is going ahead with consultations about renaming the region.
Eva, let's sleep on it and come back fresh tomorrow.
Yeah, I better catch my house. You don't need me hanging around anymore. You recover.
Why don't you come upstairs with me? Come on.
I think I should go.
Go? No, Coretta. Like you said, I'm fully recovered and ready to go.
That has nothing to do with me.
Oh, but it does. How long you think you could flounce around the house teasing me?
You're not ready for this, Ignatius. Trust me.
Oh, but I beg to disagree. Come on. Let me show you just how ready I am.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.